Thank you everyone for joining us for this concise and informative discussion by Dr. Michael Wald. Dr. Wald, you have many degrees and certifications in the areas of nutrition and health, including two board certifications in nutrition. You are a doctor of chiropractic with a master's in nutrition, and you are a certified nutritional specialist. You have published successful books on natural health, and can you describe some of your overall approaches to various health problems that you see in your practice?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Sonny, and thanks for the question. So the first thing to realize is that, at least it's my belief, that it doesn't matter the health problem that someone has, whether it's diabetes, whether it's high blood pressure, high cholesterol, whether they have cancer, autoimmune disease, whether they're constipated, or whether they're prone to infections. Nutrition plays a fundamental role in that nutritional problems, either deficiencies or imbalances, are linked to virtually every disease, either as a cause of the disease or making the condition worse. Mm-hmm. So with either scenario, nutrition has an underlying positive effect when done right in all manner of healing. So these conditions are considered healing. So then what I do is I have an approach which I have called a blood detective approach. And what that simply means is that I look at blood and other types of testing, and I detect things that sometimes other doctors might miss or may not be obvious to them if they don't have extensive nutritional training when reading laboratory work. Mm. So when an average physician reads, let's say, cholesterol level, they'll say, well, your cholesterol level is high. And they'll say, you know, eat a balanced diet or maybe exercise. And that's all good advice. But we also know that if cholesterol is high, a person may need more vitamin E. They may need more omega-3 fatty acids. They might need more niacin, for example, or ubiquinol or vitamin E. And the list goes on. So that's an example of several different nutritional things that are needed for just one lab test. Now, if you have 20, 30, 40 lab tests, each of these things usually has some nutritional implication. And most of the time, it's completely missed by physicians because they're not trained, and they're certainly missed by most nutritionists because nutritionists are not trained in lab. They should not be reading lab. I'm different, of course, with my qualifications. I can read lab, order lab, and nutritionally interpret lab. So I developed a blood detective technology, which is a software program that allows me to put the results of laboratory tests in that program. And that helps me to coordinate what those findings mean. Mm. So if your cholesterol is low and your triglycerides are high and your chloride is low, this changes the story and the nutritional meaning so that I can personalize dietary advice for someone that is doable, that is minimized to the things that they really need to focus on, and then also decide whether or not I'll use various nutritional supplements with individuals. So I believe that a well-designed approach to health has to include dietary improvements relative to the person, of course exercise and other lifestyle improvements, which I do review with people as a focus, and also figuring out the right nutritional supplements. Mm-hmm. Because the right concentrates of pharmaceutical grade supplements, Sonny, will enhance healing from most conditions across the board. So it's the blood detective interpretation where I take those blood results and I'm comparing them to healthy people, not just average people that regular laboratory tests do. That is valuable, comparing people to average, but wouldn't you want to compare yourself to healthy? So healthy people have different chemistry, you see. And then there's average people that are seemingly well. So I look at both of those, and then I design a plan for people in all of those lifestyle areas: food, exercise, supplementation, stress management, sleep hygiene, and other factors. And we put together a plan for them. And that is essentially my approach to health and wellness for people.
Excellent. Great. Thank you, Dr.
You're welcome.
For that.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.